Hello, my name is Fiona Brown and I'm a missionary in South Africa. I bring you this devotion called Mary's Yes. I'm going to read the scripture first. I'm reading from Luke 1 verse 26 to 38. Now in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, a descendant of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and coming to her, the angel said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly perplexed at what the angel had said, and kept carefully considering what kind of greeting this was. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Listen carefully. You will conceive in your womb and give birth to a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and eminent, and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Israel forever. And his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin, and I have no intimacy with a man?" Then the angel replied to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you like a cloud. And for that reason, the holy, pure, sinless child shall be called the Son of God. And listen, even your relative Elizabeth has also conceived a son in her old age, and she who was called barren is now in her sixth month. For with God nothing is or ever shall be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." And the angel left her. Now, I've always been intrigued by Mary's response to the angel and to his message. Here was a girl around 14 to 16 years old, from a poor background, an insignificant town, from a humble family, and probably with little expectation that her life would turn out any differently from her peers. Nothing special, really, in the world's estimation anyway. But the Lord saw her very differently. The angel calls her favored one. He saw her heart's devotion, trust, and courage. And Mary went on a journey. She took a journey in these moments, in that encounter, that began with fear. It began with fear. Seeing an angelic being, I'm sure, is not anything to be scoffed at. I would also be afraid. I reckon that's going to be pretty scary. Then the Bible says that Mary was greatly troubled. To me, that means she was trying to make sense of it all, everything that was happening, and trying to work everything out in her mind and in her heart. She was greatly troubled. This must have taken. Then Mary questioned the angel and asked, "How would this happen?" This must have taken a great deal of courage as well, on its own, just questioning a heavenly being. Once she got her answer, she moved past fear and confusion and into acceptance and obedience and submission. Despite the circumstances surrounding her, which were many as a teenager with raging hormones to start with, in the culture that she was in, at the point of her yes, she didn't know that Joseph would accept this and marry her anyway. So she faced a lot of things. She faced public humiliation. She faced being banished from her home and from her family. She even faced being stoned to death. This was not something that was taken lightly. Her response could have been made in fear, and in which case it would have been, not now, or wait till I'm married, or no, or why me? Why choose me? Or please ask someone who's more qualified. But she chose to move past that fear and into and the confusion and into faith and trust, devotion, courage, and obedience. No matter how we view ourselves or the situations that we're in, or that we're facing, God's plan is always the best one. Our view of our limitations is very different to God's view of our limitations, and He's the one who made us, so He should know best. Nobody knows our limitations better than He does, and He will not push us past our limitations. The consequences of saying yes to the Lord, we have many opportunities for growth. We face new challenges. We have new experiences. It builds our relationship with the Lord and extends the Father's kingdom. And His plans at the end of the day are so much better than ours anyway. So at this Christmas time, why don't you take a leaf out of Mary's book and bravely choose to say yes? Past the point of fear and past the point of confusion, despite the circumstances and what may happen, and watch God's plan for you unfold. Let's pray. Father, thank you for Mary and the example she is of moving past our feelings and emotions and into faith. Let's pray. Father, thank you for Mary and the example she is of moving past our feelings and emotions into faith, acceptance, and obedience. Lord, at this festive time of year, when we think on Mary's courage and obedience despite her young age, help us to be bold and courageous. Listen to your leading, giving you our yes. Thank you for choosing Mary and sending Jesus for our sake, so we can enjoy this close relationship and communication with you again. Let every ear who hears this message today be blessed by what you have spoken through me and be encouraged to give their yes in obedience to your leading. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a blessed Christmas and a courageous, yes-filled New Year. Bye for now.